Yesterday, it was Amazon peddling anti-vaccination information. Today? Today, it's paying for college. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 9th day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. Speaking of vaccines, today, President Biden signed 2 vaccine mandate orders. Oh, and there's also a vaccine story out of United Airlines. Those empty sauce packets? Don't throw them away. Walmart to stop awarding bonuses. Corporate spending is way up, by the way, but it's not spending on office space. We've got the Wall Street Report and working remotely. You know, not all cities rank the same. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can reach us on Twitter all day, every day, at IOB_NewsHour. Yesterday, we had a story about Senator Elizabeth Warren asking Amazon what's up with them selling anti-vaccination books. Today we're talking about college. Yeah, there's going to be some smart folks over at Amazon. Today, the company said it would offer to pay full college tuition for its 750,000 employees. NBC is reporting the company will follow the lead of other companies who are dangling perks like education benefits or more pay to woo workers in this tight labor market. Starting in January of 2022, Amazon said it will cover the cost of college tuition, fees, and textbooks for hourly employees in its operations network after they're there for 90 days of employment. It will also begin covering high school diploma programs, GEDs, and English as a second language certification for employees. Operation workers include employees in Amazon's sprawling network of warehouses and distribution centers. In an effort to ramp up the U.S. vaccination rate, President Biden signed 2 executive orders that would mandate vaccines for federal workers and contractors. Meanwhile, the president is also expected to ask the Department of Labor to issue a rule requiring all employers with 100 or more employees to ensure their workforce is fully vaccinated or produce a negative COVID test at least once a week. All this according to a senior administration official, and it's being reported by NBC News. The requirement could carry a $14,000 fine per violation and would affect 2/3 of the country's workforce. NBC is also reporting that Biden will also order that the vast majority of healthcare facilities require that their staff be fully vaccinated as a condition of Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement. That is a move that would affect 17 million workers at 50,000 healthcare providers. Why is this important? Well, as of July, 27% of the country's healthcare workers were unvaccinated. That, according to a study by the COVID States Project. All of this is going on as dozens of U.S. companies are also mandating some form of vaccination, all in an effort to turn back the tide of the pandemic. Meanwhile, United Airlines has announced the company has changed their vaccine mandate. CNN is reporting that United Airlines employees who are granted exemptions to a company-wide vaccine mandate for religious reasons will be put on temporary unpaid leave starting next month. Once again, the rise in COVID cases is the reason. You know those sauce packets that you get from Taco Bell? Well, don't throw them away after you use them. Taco Bell wants them back. Now, we're not making this up. The company says that over 8 billion pounds of empty sauce packets go to landfills each year. So, Taco Bell wants to change some of that. CNN is reporting the fast food chain is rolling out a nationwide pilot program for customers to send used sauce packets back through the mail. The program, which was initially announced as a trial in April, was created with recycling company TerraCycle to divert as many used sauce packets as possible away from landfills and reuse them. Here's how it works. Customers sign up for a TerraCycle account, collect empty sauce packets in a recyclable container, then they print a free shipping label from TerraCycle's website and ship the box via UPS back to, TerraCycle. Taco Bell will display QR codes and other signage in various parts of the restaurant to promote the program and encourage signups. Taco Bell is one of the first food brands to use TerraCycle. It's a New Jersey-based company that helps big businesses become more green. It's worked with Procter & Gamble, Unilever, and Nestle to help manufacture reusable packaging in place of single-use packages that do end up in landfills. Over the years, Walmart has been paying out quarterly bonuses to its workers. Well, that will come to an end on January 31st of 2022. CNBC is reporting the retail giant will instead raise the pay of its associates. A Walmart spokesperson said the change will make compensation more consistent and predictable for their employees. The latest announcement comes on the heels of another wage change at Walmart, which is the nation's largest private employer. The retailer announced last week it would raise its minimum wage to $12 an hour. It said that it would amount to at least a dollar increase in hourly wages for more than 565,000 store workers. Many companies have raised wages and sweetened perks as they try to attract and retain workers in this competitive labor market. But Walmart has lagged behind other retailers like Target and Amazon, who have already hiked their starting pay to $15 an hour. New data tells us that corporations in the United States have been spending billions on their businesses, but the money has not been spent on office buildings. MarketWatch is reporting that capital expenditures by corporations bounced up by 1.4% from its pre-pandemic level. The bulk of the spending boost since late 2019 has been in technology-related investments, driven in large part by the scramble by corporate America to support remote work. Specifically, the top spending increase was on information technology equipment, up 20% in the second quarter from the fourth quarter of 2019, while software investment was up about 17% for the same stretch. On the flip side, Oxford Economics noted that spending on structures dropped by roughly 20%. That includes spending on office buildings, plants, and malls. Companies have loosened their purse strings as corporate profit before taxes swelled to a record high of $2.7 trillion in the second quarter. That's up 16% from the fourth quarter of 2019, according to the report. Well, it was another down day on Wall Street and the fourth session in a row where the Dow and the S&P 500 has lost ground. The reason? Investors continue to look at the economic recovery, and they're concerned because COVID-19 cases continue to mount. The Dow fell by 151 points after being up an hour before the bell. The blue chips ended the day off by 0.4% at 34,879. The NASDAQ turned in a negative day as well, dropping 38 points to close at 15,248. And the broader S&P 500 also finished the day in the red, dropping 20 points and closing at 4,493. Now, on the good side of the news, initial jobless claims fell last week to a pandemic low of 310,000. But that good news was tarnished, a bit anyway, by the Fed saying that the overall economic activity in the United States has slowed this summer, due once again to the COVID Delta variant. And finally, there is this. You know, working remotely is one of the biggest changes we've seen in decades, and some cities are more into remote working than others. LinkedIn's latest workforce report reveals 20 cities where people are most likely to apply for remote work opportunities. Bend, Oregon, get that, ranks number one in the list of smaller cities, while Cape Coral, Florida, takes the top spot among the larger metros. Sunbelt cities show up in both lists, with six in Florida alone. and a nod to a quality of life and cost of living? Get this. New York and San Francisco rank last among the analysis of larger metros. So, I mean, the story is, if you can work from anywhere, why not work in a place where you can really afford to live? Right? All right, that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and directed by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.